And on Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace. Today, taking a break from work. For many, vacation is a time to veg on the beach or the couch. Jared Sandberg writes the cubicle culture column for the Wall Street Journal. He recently learned that vegging out may not be the best way to relax.
I didn't think anything was wrong with vegging, and then I made the mistake of speaking with a sociology professor, Jeffrey Godbey, at Penn State University, who studies leisure, and he basically told me that all that vegging out by the pool is making me a dumber person over time.
It might make you a dumber person on the vacation, but over time?
Professor Godbey has this whole hierarchy of leisure, and the diversion, the sitting by the pool, the loafing, the vegging in front of the television is a very low-level way to spend your leisure time. There are higher levels of leisure. Perhaps it's opera or something more cultured. But even above that, and most important, is that you seek meaning, and you bring to your leisure the same sort of industry that you might think would be better reserved for work.
Another twist on this is you write about one accountant in your column who spent his summers harvesting wheat. Now,
right.
This is obviously something people get paid to do, but as he described it, it was very fulfilling.
This is Warren Bainter. He's an accountant in Oberlin, Kansas. And basically, if he didn't go on 500-mile bike trips during his vacations, he would help one of his tax clients by sitting on a 30-foot-wide John Deere combine threshing 500 bushels of wheat per hour. To me, it sounded utterly exhausting, but he loved it. He sort of reached what people call a flow. You let your mind slide into neutral. And I think there is a level of productivity there that was far more satisfying to him than if he were to sit on the beach getting sand stuck between his toes.
So it's not exactly always about your mind, but some level of gratification that one would get by doing something different?
There's a lot of research out there that talks about how at work we are ourselves, but outside of work we are often our potential selves. We're the people who we most want to be. So we might sit there and spend a lot of time planning a vacation, going out and buying camping gear, and unfortunately the demands of the workplace today mean that we actually never go camping. But we fantasize that we are the camping type. I mean, the whole issue is wrapped in irony. People like Professor Godbey think that we should be treating our avocation more like our vocation. But a lot of us feel that going on vacation is the one time where we have control over ourselves. So we do almost nothing because we know we can and without any sort of penalty. It turns out the penalty is that we're less fulfilled and dumber.
But even if you weren't worried about the dumber or smarter part of this, the restorative part, I think, isn't important to most people when they take off.
Right. And I don't think bringing a BlackBerry helps you with that. I once interviewed someone who used to hide it in the baby carriage on vacation because his wife would kill him and then take a baby out for a walk so that he could get within range of it. That's not helpful. Getting away from work is important, but the restorative power is to engage in something that's meaningful, which means challenging yourself. That's where the fulfillment lies. It's not in a little rum punch with an umbrella sticking out of it.
Well, I learned to kayak. I discovered it was the most relaxing Sunday I'd spent in many a long time, and I didn't even want a kayak. I kind of got
But the beauty of kayaking is that it will unloosen the kiwi-sized knot between your shoulders.
So what is your ideal vacation?
Well, that's a great question. My ideal vacation was never to go someplace too fabulous so that it was hard to leave and come back to work. And it was I always aspired to be bored. Now I realize that, you know, frankly, it turns out I'm not applying myself at play either, and I should be doing something a little more perhaps engaging. So instead of just schlepping mulch around, as I do for my wife in her garden, I hope perhaps she could teach me a little bit more about deadheading flowers, and I'll try to fly fish if I can.
You know, when you say you aspire to be bored, why?
Because it makes work so much more exciting.
Jared Sandberg writes the Cubicle Culture column at the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Fun to be here.